Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to feel what is not being said, as well as uncover the conscious and unconscious patterns that are interfering with complete health and lasting wellness. So I'm super excited to introduce Dr. Dolores Fazzino. Now, Dr. Dolores is a nurse practitioner and distinguished pioneer bridging the world of spirituality and wellness. With over 40 years of experience in the healthcare industry, she's assisted with over 13,500 surgical procedures. Now, gifted since she was a child with intuitive abilities, she's a master energy healer, medical intuitive, and visionary. Dr. Dolores has always been on the cutting edge, and she believes healing is a multifaceted process. Now, by unraveling the energetic discord in her clients' lives, she assists her clients to heal in ways they never thought possible, integrating the emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical aspects of themselves to create lasting health and wellness. Now, Dr. Dolores is an entrepreneur and creator of Spiritual Wellness for Life. Recognizing the many gaps in healthcare, she takes us beyond the mind-body paradigm to include spirituality in wellness. This distinguished wellness practitioner offers customized programs and strategies to prepare patients through combining traditional medical, energy healing, and intuitive counseling to assist clients in moving through life challenges and reconnecting with their inner self with grace and ease. Now, in addition, as founder of Concierge Surgical Coaching, she's the industry leader in preparing patients to heal faster and more completely from surgery, chronic illness, and other health and wellness concerns with her program model. Additionally, Dr. Dolores has authored several books, including 54 Tips to Maneuver Through the Healthcare System and Spiritual Wellness for Life. Now, her next book, Healing in Ways You Never Thought Possible, A Paradigm Shift in Health and Wellness, will be available fall of 2020. Now, Dr. Dolores is a speaker who presents her vast knowledge of topics related to healthcare and mind-body wellness internationally. Well, welcome, Dolores. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thanks, Wendy. I'm really happy to be here as well. Thanks.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I just love how you're helping so many people attain wellness through an integrated medical and spiritual approach. I really can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to sharing more.
Yeah. And, you know, I just have to ask here, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own wellness practice?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to go back to a time when I was a teenager. My dad, just a little background, my dad was very ill when I was a child, and Western medicine pretty much had other solutions for him that weren't aligned with what my parents were wanting. And so my mom did the unthinkable. She ended up getting a spiritual healer to come see my father.
Wow. Okay.
And it was kind of interesting how it all came together, because you know, I call these the God moments of life where, you know, if you know that something's not in alignment, that if you ask for help, you're going to get it in many ways that you have no possibility of knowing, even unconventional, invisible ways. So my dad was in the hospital at the time, and their solution for my dad's problem was to have a very radical surgery that had not been done before and had a very low chance of success. And so in that moment, my mom went to the nurse's station where the surgeon was seated and said to him, "I'm thinking about having a faith healer, you know, a spiritual healer come to help my husband. Would that be okay?" Without missing a beat, the surgeon looked up and said, "Sure, that would be fine." So nice. She ended up going to my father, who was the biggest skeptic, and it was only through having the surgeon's permission that he would allow that to happen. So my mom shared the news with my dad, and my dad was on board. The next thing that happened was pretty interesting. My mom went back to the nurse's station where the surgeon was sitting and shared with the surgeon that, you know, she said, "My husband is on board with having the spiritual healer come in." The surgeon looked up and said, "What are you talking about? I never agreed to that."
Oh my gosh.
So wow. It gets even better than that. This set up the whole thing. In January of, I think it was 76. And so a reverend came from Cairo, Michigan. His name was Reverend Alex Holmes. He was a spiritualist, and also he was I believe he was Presbyterian minister at. And he had the gift of laying on of hands and had been doing that work for well over 25 years in the mid 70s. So he assisted his brother to heal from leukemia. And so he came to Connecticut, where our family lived, and waited for us to come home from school. I'm one of four children, the oldest of four. And my two grandmothers were there. And the Reverend looked at my dad and said to him, "I noticed one of your legs is shorter than the other." And don't ask me how he knew this, because my dad was barefoot. And yes, he used to wear a 1-inch lift in his shoes, but his shoes and slippers were nowhere in sight. So he said to my father, he said, you know, my dad's name was Joe. He said, "Joe, put both your feet up." And he put a book at the bottom of his feet, and you could really tell that there was a, you know, 1-inch gap. And he said to my father, "Put your feet down." And then the reverend started praying over my father and touching his solar plexus and his crown chakra, you know, top of his head. And not 2 minutes go by, and he said, "Okay, now put both your legs up." And they were both the same length.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That just gives me chills.
My life, I was on a path to becoming a concert clarinetist, and I was very good because I channeled all my feelings into my music, since growing up in a household, I wasn't allowed to feel. That was my outlet. That I changed my course of study to go into nursing and healthcare, because I knew that people needed to know that there are other ways to get better than just the physical stuff. And so that has been a lifelong journey for me. I'm well in my early 60s now. And every step of my journey has been towards where I've gotten myself now. So it's been a very exciting journey. I mean, I've gotten a doctorate in nursing practice. I'm also a nurse practitioner. So I do play on the fringes of the woo-woo, as, you know, I claim it.
Right.
Yet I'm very comfortable there. And it's actually a blessing, because I get to see things from a different perspective and allow that to come through in my work in a way that is non-threatening. Because when you're dealing with paradigms like in Western medicine, and, you know, there are very, research and science and evidence-based. Right. A lot of what I know and what I practice is not. And so it's very interesting to play in that world. However, I find that when you explain things on their terms, they're a little more open-minded, and I just ask them to just think about possibilities, because that's all there is.
Right. Yeah, you know both sides of the fence so well. And so, you, like you said, you're able to communicate in language and words that resonate on both sides, especially within the healthcare industry, which is probably why you have been involved in that for, let's see, 40 years, I think is what you shared. 40 years of experience within healthcare industry, which is huge. And over 13,000 surgical procedures. My goodness. But how long have you had your own practice? And within your journey there of your own practice, has your business vision evolved?
Well, I've been pretty much a solopreneur since the early 90s. So we're coming close to 30 years. I knew early on that I like having a lot of freedom and liberty. And the paradigm of being employed by a hospital just wasn't going to shake it for me. Mm-hmm. And so I like to have the freedom of being able to use my time as I choose. But I also knew that there was more going on as well. And I could possibly help people in a different aspect. So I've been, you know, probably since the early 90s, I've been coaching people, but also assisting in surgery as a entrepreneur endeavor. Because back in the 90s, especially here on the West Coast, I grew up on the East Coast. Surprisingly, I found that things are a little behind schedule, which is interesting as well. Right. That's another interesting paradigm. You could go across the country and healthcare is in different pockets. So they were really a little antiquated out here. So the concepts that I was sharing about having a non-physician assisting in surgery were like, oh, that's never going to happen. And those are the words, my fighting words, watch, because I tell myself, watch me. And that's exactly what happened. So that was my first entrepreneurial activity where, you know, I was introducing a new paradigm, which is now commonplace here in, Southern California and San Diego. You had to work with the Board of Registered Nursing in order to establish standardized procedures to allow that to happen. So there was a lot of grassroots movement within myself, being in my 30s when all this was coming down. And it has been a real blessing because it allowed me to get into an area where I'm totally passionate about. I love surgery and I still assist in surgery to this day, but I also coach people and help people to heal in ways they never thought possible with this whole philosophy that we are bigger than what we see, that we're more than our physical body. We're the energy of our emotions, our thoughts, and also our connectedness to our inner knowingness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can see how as you progress through your career and just seeing areas where you could see there could be improvements made, you went ahead and stepped forward and made those improvements regardless. So, which is why you're referenced as one of those pioneers, really changing the scene of healthcare. So, wow, that's fantastic. I can only imagine if there, you know, probably have been a lot of roadblocks and challenges that you've had to overcome just in dealing with the set ways and paradigms of everyone else. But how did you proceed to overcome some of those challenges?
That's an interesting question, Wendy. And it is, you know, it's a still ongoing process. Believe me, it's gotten easier as time progressed, but you figure back 30 years ago, people were really stuck in an old paradigm, you know, and I'll just give you the example. It's just like whatever the physician said was gold. People had given away their power to something outside of themselves, in this case, the doctor, to determine what is best for a person's health and wellness.
Mm, right.
And, you know, when you start taking medications and you're on multiple medications and they're making you sicker and sicker, we need to look at that. Because there's another solution than putting a person on a pill.
Right.
And in Western medicine, unfortunately, their motto is diagnose, pill, or procedure.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rarely, you know, when you look at the model, do they look at complementary and alternative possibilities? And it wasn't until the mid-90s that this was starting to get integrated into mainstream medical model. It still was in its way, neophyte stages. However, I knew this stuff decades before that.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times, you know, I have to crack up a little bit, because when there is a study that they find that forgiveness works to improve healthcare, and I'm thinking like, no shit, Sherlock, where have you been? You don't need a study to prove that. We know that.
Right.
It's like, there's things that we know that work, and it's in our innate intelligence that knows that. It's like, a lot of times we have been programmed through growing up in our households and our society and our culture that it's not okay to trust your instincts.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We need to give somebody, you know, we need to get advice from somebody else, when a lot of times we know what we know, what we know. And we're, you know, we doubt that personally, and we look on the external for our answers.
Right. Yeah. And that whole element of the physician having the power, yeah, you know, that folded right into just relinquishing our own internal guidance system that was maybe trying to tell us, hello, there is a different way. So, which has led to the huge impact that you're making. And obviously, you are an intuitive healer and an expert at really helping people achieve wellness in spite of those limiting beliefs. But I'm just curious here, Dr. Dolores, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Since you're taking this to a you know, solopreneur and beyond phase, right, do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes. Oh, that's a hot topic. When you're good at one thing and you're not so good at another,
Well, it's pretty common, though. I got to tell you, people aren't born with, you know, the skills that are required to sell fluently. So it's kind of like riding a bike. You have to learn.
Well, and not only that, too, it's like, a lot of times what I have to offer is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. They have to be ready for this, because, you know, if they're, you know, a lot of times people reach their wall, as I call this, where they just had enough. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They can't get well. They don't know why.
Right.
They're just frustrated. And those are the people that I consider ripe for picking, because they're ready to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. They're open-minded and ready to embrace another option, because what they've been doing isn't working.
Right.
So in the client enrollment process, are there any specific challenges that have been coming up? Because
I think, you know, some people, they don't see the value in the work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What comes across a lot, especially when you have a organic healthcare product or coaching, they expect the insurance to pay for it. And so I have to have a dialogue with them regarding that, because I think a lot of people don't realize they're paying cash out of pocket for all their healthcare. It's the illusion that they have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to educate them on that. And, you know, saying that this is an investment in you.
Right.
And, you know, you have to make that choice that's right for you. I could lead you to water, but I'm not going to be able to make you drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you need to, you know, and one of the first things I teach people is that learning how to trust their gut about something, instead of looking at the logical things on the external.
Right. Yeah. That, and does that come up during your enrollment conversation, or does
sometimes after the fact? But I think I got an epiphany now that I think maybe that has to be part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, in dealing with some of the objections or pushback with regard to wanting the insurance or going a direction with the insurance as being the way to finance procedures or process to attain ideally wellness. If you'd like a little bit of sales coaching on how to address that during your enrollment conversation, I'd be happy to provide that.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because now during the enrollment conversation, or just the seeing if, you know, there can be a joining of the minds and willingness and commitment, as another way to kind of frame it. If one of the objections that comes up frequently is, well, I need to go with something that my insurance will cover, and this is not an option. Yeah, so if that's an objection that comes up frequently, what would be effective in order to prevent that objection is to talking about the differences early on in your conversation as to how, you know, conventional medicine is what seems to be funded by healthcare, but it's actually interestingly not. But what occurs with people that understand that, you know, attaining wellness is more than a medical procedure or a pill, is that creating this transformation in overall, you know, and I'm kind of struggling for words here because I don't know your expertise as well as you do, but where I'm headed with this, Dr. Dolores, is that you talk about, you know, earlier in your conversation, you address some of the objections that frequently come up. And you can do this either by talking about some other patient or person that you have worked with and how it was like a light bulb came on when they realized, wow, this is actually more like, you know, a mindset or a, you know, life coaching versus just a medical procedure. And, you know, just that shift in paradigm allowed them to really understand the difference between the work that you're doing versus going to, say, a physician or somebody that works with insurance companies.
Right.
And so there are two, you know, I'm trying to explain two different approaches here. One is talk about how somebody else realized the value of going with somebody such as yourself who provides more of a holistic approach, that it's not just a procedure or a pill type of a philosophy. It's more a overall life wellness. Or the other school of thought is to just talk about, well, what's important to you? What, you know, and ask more leading questions like, if you were able to achieve lasting wellness and not have to take any prescription medicines or, you know, kind of Western medical practice, is that something that would interest you? Understanding that this might not be a part of the insurance model. And just setting up the question in a way that allows you to convey some of the value or the outcomes, that it's beyond simply a medical procedure. Does that make sense?
That makes really good sense. That's actually really good.
Okay.
Real good.
Yeah. Hopefully that's moved the needle for you a little bit. It comes down to the main premise of addressing an objection before it's an objection, because then you get into this more salesy feeling where you're trying to convince somebody. If you precede their objection with information that diffuses that, why then it's not an objection. And so it just takes you out of that feeling of being confrontational, which is uncomfortable for a lot of people, right? It's uncomfortable for the potential client too.
Right.
All right. Well, hopefully that helps in your next enrollment conversation, because I love the work that you're doing and it's so powerful. And, you know, one of the areas that's must be, you know, a hot topic for you, and it's obviously creating a lot of ripple effects in everyone's world, is this COVID-19 pandemic, which not only is it affecting our, you know, a lot of people's health, but just the overall wellness of just the stress and the scarcity mentality and the fear and all those kinds of feelings. And at that level, you know, the energy that we're emanating. So can you talk a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you're doing?
You know, Wendy, I call it interesting times right now, because the norm is uncertainty, and it's actually been a major reboot for our society and the world. We've been in a paradigm where we've always constantly been in motion and doing.
Right.
And, you know, people have always wondered, how do I get off the merry-go-round? Well, the opportunity presented itself, and still people are trying to distract themselves and keep them busy.
Right.
So I find it very, very interesting looking at it objectively. I also feel that this virus is an energetic virus, and let me extrapolate more. It thrives on fear. Fear is an energy. It's a low vibrating energy. So when people start going down the rabbit hole of fear, we are instant manifestors. Mm-hmm. What we think about manifests quickly, whether it's positive or negative, fear-based or love-based, it happens quickly. What I see with this whole COVID thing, it has really affected everybody in one way, shape, or form. We know somebody who either has had it, has died from it, or know somebody who who has experienced something like that. It's far outreaching. Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is that people are very uncomfortable with uncertainty. They have a tendency to listen too much to what's happening outside of them. I invite people to stop listening to the news and stop listening to, you know, the stuff that comes across on Facebook. This is a time where each of us needs to come within ourselves and come and be with our resonance, meaning our inner wisdom and knowingness of what is the right thing for you to be doing. Okay, be it staying at home, you know, wearing a mask or whatever, and just where your mindset is as well. Mm-hmm. Are you one of those secret hoarders where you're going to the store and buying everything up? That's a fear-based mentality.
Right.
Okay. I could share a story because I'm still in the hospital setting. When this broke loose, it was just like supplies were disappearing from departments in surgery going to the floors.
Wow.
And I made the comment, I said, I wonder if these are the same people that hoard the toilet paper. Because that pattern does not change, folks.
Right.
Everywhere you go, here you are.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of fear-based, a lot of people going into react mode versus just taking a deep breath and just coming back into themselves and just observing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real crucial time in, I think, our humanity's existence. It's about really coming into alignment. If anything, it's going to teach you how to be your own best friend right now, because when you're home and you know, in lockdown or isolation or just staying home, you have to spend more time with yourself, and people are afraid to have a relationship with themselves.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And what I find very interesting is that the longest intimate relationship you're ever going to have is with yourself, because you're with yourself your whole entire life.
Right.
And unfortunately, people will do anything to distract themselves from going there, because maybe there's things that you need to look at that you're not willing to look at. Mm-hmm. Yet they're going to assist you to become more within yourself, more learning how to love yourself. For me, my biggest survival thing right now is just having compassion for myself. And I'll tell you why, because sometimes when you get triggered and things push your buttons, and believe me, it happens to every one of us. It's like, for me, the best thing I could do is just ask for lots of self-compassion. And that seems to help immensely, mm-hmm. because there's nothing to figure out. I just have to move through this. And sometimes when you are just, it's an act of self-love to ask for self-compassion. It just, things come together better than you could imagine.
Right. Yeah. I can totally understand how the fear drives increases that, you know, the scarcity and everything that is negative, and people are just resisting until they finally get tired of resisting. And then ideally they find somebody like you who can help them shift their paradigm and realize, you know what? You are your own best friend, and compassion and love is really the inoculation, right? It's really the vaccine.
You couldn't have said that better, Wendy. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you really being, you know, forthright in your opinion here. I love that. That's fantastic. So, well, I'm just curious, how do you work with people who want to approach wellness through both conventional medical technologies and spirituality?
Well, there's several ways they could find my information on my website. It's my website is DoloresFazzino.com. And, you know, I work with people one-on-one, and I actually help people kind of get to what their core issues of what's been really running the show for them. You know, and we start at the tip of the iceberg, something that's really obvious to them that pushes their buttons. Sometimes is the solo thread that gets down to the core issue of what's going on.
Right.
You know, what happens too is that we're the sum creation of everything we've ever experienced, either unconsciously or consciously. And also, energy is energy. It travels throughout time and distance. just a classic example I like to give for people so they better understand this is that I know we've all had these experiences where out of the blue, we think of somebody that we haven't talked to in like maybe years. And the next thing you know, in a couple of days, the phone rings and it's that person.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
all had situations like that. That is how energy works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like a broadcasting system.
Right.
So imagine this too, that you're born now and your ancestors from seven generations ago had a belief about something, and somehow through the lineage, it continued to carry on and you took that on. This stuff isn't even yours, but you're still dealing with it. So it's looking at those aspects, those I call them ancestral emotions that have run through your lineage that you have taken on either consciously or unconsciously. And believe it or not, we take things on when we're at conception and in utero energetically that have been running your show for you, and it's not even your stuff.
Wow.
So wow. We look at those things as well.
Yeah, that is broad. That goes on for centuries.
And Wendy, the silver lining is that, did you know that when you heal it now, you actually heal that going back seven generations and also seven generations into the future.
Oh, wow.
What a gift.
That is a gift.
To wow. be able to give your family lineage that as well.
Yeah, boy, that is a huge gift. That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
I've never heard of one. That's one. Yeah, that's powerful. So your website, DoloresFazzino.com, right? DoloresFazzino, and then Fazzino, F as in Frank, AZZINO. Now, do you do any type of consultations or offer any, you know, of your wisdom through your website there where people can go and find additional
yes.
elements?
Yes. If you go under services, if you're interested in working with me, there's information there of further information of how I work with people. And I have coaching packages and I also have individual sessions.
Okay.
So, and then mostly, you know, I have a beautiful giveaway too, that when you go to the homepage, you'll see a pop-up and it's a guided meditation for being in the present moment. It's a free guided meditation. All you need to do is sign up for it and you'll receive it.
Oh,
and what this is about, and one thing I really want to drive home here is that the most important thing right now is just being in the present moment. Many times in our lives, we're in our head. We're like worrying about yesterday, contemplating tomorrow. We're trying to figure things out, and there's really nothing to figure out. When we're in our head, we're living in the past or in the future. You're not in present time. The only time that you're actually in your body is when you're in present time is when you're in your physical body. So this meditation is about a 7-minute meditation that assists you to get into your physical body. And you'll feel a difference of what it's like to be present in the moment versus in your head.
Wow.
So I invite people to go to the website and look for that pop-up and just get a copy of it and listen to it on a daily basis. It'll really change your life.
Wow, that's powerful. That is an amazing gift. Thank you so much for
so very welcome.
For having that available. So that's called the Guided Meditation to Stay in the Present Moment.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to get that.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Dolores, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview in looking at, say, your own experience in building your business or your practice, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
You know, I think the best thing I could tell a person is that never, ever give up. We've all been there where, you know, we have plugged through, figured that we've gotten X, Y, and Z done and nothing. Keep going. It's just like sometimes when you reach that point where you're ultimately frustrated, or what I call hit your wall, that's when you're really close to getting to where you need to go.
Mm. Oh, that's great advice, because it can sometimes feel like the wall has been hit. But what I hear you say is that means you're really close.
So don't give up in the 11th hour. Keep going.
That's great. Okay, that's fantastic. Well, Dr. Dolores, it's been just so great hearing about your journey from your early pursuits of really being a concert clarinetist and visualizing yourself then as being a healer and realizing the power that you do have as a gift, to now the important work that you're doing, combining both conventional medical practices with spirituality and helping people really achieve that mind-body awareness. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Wendy, it was my pleasure being there, and thank you for the invite.
Yeah, and again, for our listeners, you can reach Dr. Dolores through her website, and that's doloresfazzino.com. And look for that guided meditation to stay in the present moment. It sounds like it's a really powerful piece. So thank you so much for offering that and bringing that forward. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great, what's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Dr. Dolores Fazzino. And as always, here's to your success.